有许多丰盛的恩典要降临。
And during spiritual convocations, it's a time where the Lord will pour down His abundant blessings.
所以凡是有心来亲近主的人，相信会有很多的体验。
I believe those who come to draw near to the Lord with our hearts, will experience, the Lord a lot.
记得九年前来过我们太平洋教会。
9 years ago, I have visited the church in Pacifica.
隔了这几年的时间。
Many years have passed.
这一次又再来这个地方一起来敬拜神。
This time, once again, I come here to worship with all of you.
这一次来也深深觉得在美国地区也有很多弟兄姐妹很爱主。
And on this trip, I feel that there are many brothers and sisters in America who love the Lord.
这几天我们牧地传道带小弟做了许多的访问。
These few days, Pastor Woody has brought me to do a lot of visiting work.
感受到在访问过程里面呢，可以跟一些人一起做祷告。
And during my visiting, I did a lot of prayer with some members.
所以祷告其实就是基督徒一个很重要的生活。
Prayer is a very important, a life of prayer is something a Christian has to do.
我们如果能够重视。
And we need to place importance on it.
我们就看见主的同在。
And then the Lord will abide with us.
如果我们能够用心。
If we can use our heart,
主就在我们中间。
The Lord will be in our midst.
我想这三天早上就用一个主题哈拿的祷告做分享了。
So these three morning prayers, I will use the theme Hannah's prayer.
我们的祷告要怎么样蒙主垂听，这是重点。
It's important for our prayers to be heard by God.
会让我们在信仰各方面会有很好的体验成长。
And if our prayers are heard, then our life of faith will grow.
我们来看一下撒母耳记上第一章。
Please turn to 1 Samuel chapter 1.
请看12节到15节。
1 Samuel chapter 1 verses 12 to 15.
12节。
Verse 12.
哈拿在神面前不住的祷告，以利定睛看他的嘴。13节。
13.
原来哈拿心中默祷，只动嘴唇不出声音，因此以利以为他喝醉了。14节。
14.
以利对他说：“你要醉到几时呢？你不应该喝酒。”15节。
15.
哈拿回答说：“主啊，我不是这样，我是心里愁苦的妇人，清酒浓酒都没有喝，但在神面前倾心吐意。”我们在这里看见以色列百姓在重要的节期都会到示罗的圣殿来朝见神。
The Israelites, during important occasions, they would go to the temple in Shiloh.
那有一个妇人叫哈拿。
There was a lady by the name of Hannah.
她当别人在吃喝，在神面前吃喝的时候。
While other people were eating and drinking before the Lord.
哈拿她特别以一颗愁苦的心灵，来到在圣殿里面做祷告。
Hannah came to the Lord with a sorrowful spirit and prayed to the Lord.
她的祷告是非常的忧伤的。
Her prayer was very sorrowful.
她的祷告是一种投入的祷告。
It was a very deep and intense prayer.
为什么这样讲？
Why do I say this?
因为她的先生啊，以利加拿。
This is because her husband Elkanah.
他有两个太太。
He has two wives.
那太太大的太太啊，她有生孩子。
The older wives gave birth to children.
而小的太太就是哈拿，她没有生孩子。
While his second wife, which was Hannah, was barren.
那在当时以色列人的社会里面。
So in the Israelite society at that time.
没有生孩子是一个不容易的事情。
If you do not give birth to any child, it's not something easy.
不像我们现在有些人结婚，他们选择不要孩子。
Unlike today, there are many married couples who choose not to have children.
现在的想法跟以前旧约时代是不同的。
But the thinking in today's society versus the olden society is different.
那大的太太就常常故意激怒来让这个哈拿生气。
So the older wife would always provoke Hannah to anger.
那这件事情啊，对 Hannah 是一个心灵和生活上的一个大问题啊。
So her barrenness caused her great a problem emotionally and physically.
我们来看一章的七节八节。
Please read 1 Samuel chapter 1 verses 7 and 8. First Samuel chapter 1 verse 7. So it was year by year when she went up to the house of the Lord that she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Verse 8. Then Elkanah her husband said to her, Hannah, why do you weep? Why do you not eat? And why is your heart grieved? Am I not better to you than 10 sons?
说起来 Hannah 的丈夫啊，他很爱 Hannah。
Hannah's husband truly loved her.
所以他常常用很好的话来安慰 Hannah.
He often uses very nice words to comfort Hannah.
哎，夫妻能够这样子相处是真的不错。
So it's indeed great for couples to communicate like this.
但是 Hannah 的问题得不到解决啊。
But yet Hannah's problem still remains.
所以她只有用哭泣来面对她这个问题。
So she could only face her problems with weeping.
那第八节 ，Hannah 的丈夫对她说。
So in verse 8, Hannah's husband told her.
他问你为什么哭泣不吃饭呢
？He asked, "Why do you weep and not eat?"
你心里为什么这么忧伤呢
？Why is your heart so grieved?
然后他又说，难道有我这个丈夫不比有十个儿子还好吗
？He also said, "Am I not better to you than 10 sons?"
哎，这样的话可见，这个哈娜的丈夫真的是一个好丈夫哎。
So from his words, we can see that Hannah's husband is a good husband.
他用他自己最好的情感要来帮助哈娜度过，甚至不要忧伤。
He uses his best heart to help Hannah overcome her grief.
但是人的安慰帮助真的非常有限。
But we know that man's help is limited.
虽然这么有爱心感情的话，也不能改变事实。
So no matter how much love and care he could give her,
Hannah
he could
not 不会生就是不会生。
He could not change the fact that Hannah was barren.
但 Hannah 知道。
And Hannah knew.
她只有找这位天上的真神祷告帮助。
But she could only seek and pray to the true God in heaven.
我们看那个第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
这里 Hannah 心里非常愁苦哎。
And here we see that Hannah was in bitterness of soul.
甚至大大的哭泣，在神的面前祈求哎。
And she prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish.
所以可见这个不生育的事情，真的影响到她的内心和这个生活里面的生命。
So her barrenness truly caused a great grief within her as well as her daily life.
但是后来我们看到。
But later we can see.
她的祷告得到神垂听了。
That her prayers were heard by God.
一个不会生育的妇人，结果神垂听祷告，让她生育了。
A barren woman, after God heard her prayers, was able to bear children.
她生了一个孩子。
She gave birth to a child.
名叫撒母耳。
His name was Samuel.
原来神后来重用这个撒母耳成为神重要的仆人。
And in the future, God would use Samuel to do important things.
成为复兴以色列家的重要的一个宗教领导。
He would become an important religious leader to revive the faith of the Israelites.
他的使命就是要把当时这个信仰黑暗的以色列人能够转向这个神这边来。
His commission was to turn the heart of the Israelites from darkness to God.
哇，所以这个小孩从哈娜出生。
And this child came out of Hannah.
却成为了以色列人一个很重要的士师、祭司和先知。
And he became a very important judge, prophet, and priest of the Lord.
那也可以让哈娜因为有了这个孩子，就洗除去了她的羞耻。
And because of this child, Hannah was able to remove her shame.
所以对 Hannah 来讲
，So for Hannah,
得到恩典
，She received her blessing.
她生了这个孩子叫撒母耳
，And she gave birth to this boy named Samuel.
也成为神一个重要的仆人。
And through this child, this child became an important servant of the Lord.
所以这是一个很好的见证。
So this is a very good testimony.
但是我们所关注的是她祷告的内容。
But what we want to pay attention to is the content of the prayer.
怎么样祷告，结果神就垂听呢
？So how did she pray to the extent that God listens to her?
今天早上我们就提出第一点。
So today we shall study the first point.
我们来看这个十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
这里说哈娜在神面前不住的祷告。
This says that Hannah continued praying before the Lord.
这里谈到第一点，为什么她的祷告蒙神垂听？
So here we see the first point as to why the Lord listened to her prayer.
就是她有不住的祷告的这种生活。
It is because she lived a life of continual prayer.
不是只有单单在示罗圣殿祷告啊。
She not only prayed at the temple in Shiloh.
是这种祷告是持续的。
She continued her life of prayer.
是天天的。
She prayed every day.
所以我们说这种不住的祷告是一种恒心的祷告。
So this continued prayer means a prayer with perseverance.
所以这个祷告的生活真的需要建立。
So we need to build up a life of prayer.
如果没有建立一个好的祷告生活，
If we do not build up a good life of prayer,
要如何看见神的同在和带领呢？
Then how can we see the abundance and the guidance of the Lord?
而不是当我们有需要有病了才来祷告。
We should not only pray when we have problems or sick.
在平常的平安的日子里面更要祷告的。
And in good times, all the more we need to pray.
因为我们知道这祷告是跟神一个很亲密的关系。
Because we know prayer is a close communion with God.
我们在使徒行传第三章里面。
In Acts chapter 3, we see.
我们看到彼得、约翰他们医治了一个天生瘫痪的一个人。
We see Peter and John healed a crippled from young.
原本他们在跟从耶稣的时候，
when they were following the Lord Jesus,
跟了三年多还不懂得怎么样祷告呀。
They followed the Lord for 3 years and they still do not know how to pray.
耶稣最后一次在客西马尼园祷告。
On Jesus' last prayer at the Garden of Gethsemane,
他带了三个门徒。
He brought 3 disciples.
叫彼得、雅各、约翰。
Peter, James, and John.
耶稣三次来回在客西马尼园祷告。
And 3 times Jesus went back and forth in the garden.
但是三次都看见这三个门徒在旁边打瞌睡。
But these 3 times Jesus saw that these disciples were
falling asleep. 耶稣很用心教导他们。
So Jesus worked hard to teach them.
很用心训练他们。
He worked hard to train them.
但是那个时候他们还学不会祷告。
But at that time they still do not learn how to pray.
一直到了这个耶稣死而复活升天后第十天。
It was only after the Lord resurrected, ascended to heaven 10 days later.
他们在耶路撒冷照着神的吩咐来等候耶稣所应许的圣灵。
According to the commandments of the Lord, they waited in the Jerusalem for the promised Holy Spirit.
结果他们同时有120个人领受了从天上来的圣灵。
And at that time, 120 people received the Holy Spirit.
他们就开始勇敢壮胆在公会面前见证耶稣基督。
Then they started to boldly proclaim the Lord before the council.
他们就养成了一个好的习惯。
So they developed a good habit.
我们来看一下《使徒行传》的第三章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 3.
使徒行传第三章。
Acts chapter 3.
第三章我们来看这个第一节。
Acts chapter 3 verse 1.
三章的第一节。
Acts chapter 3 verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour.
在这里第一节我们看见。
So in verse 1 we see.
他们在下午3点的时候上圣殿去做祷告。
At 3 p.m. noon, they went to the temple to pray.
我们看到得到圣灵之后，他们培养了一个很好的祷告生活。
After receiving the Holy Spirit, they developed a good life.
就因为有建立一个好的祷告生活。
And because they have built a good life.
所以神的工作就在中间开始运行了。
So the work of God started to work.
下午三点要去圣殿祷告的时候。
So at 3 p.m. when they went to pray.
就看到一个在圣殿美门口的天生瘫痪的人。
They saw a layman from birth sitting at the beautiful gate.
人常常天天把他抬到圣殿美门口。
And people would lay him daily in front of the gate.
傍晚就带他回家。
And then bring him home in the evening.
让他在那边可以得到人的物质的帮助。
This is so that layman can receive alms and help from people.
但是人的爱心只不过是做得有限，只能这样。
But man's love is limited. They can only do so much.
但彼得、约翰上圣殿乃是要祷告。
But Peter and John went to the temple to pray.
就在圣殿门口碰到。
And in front of the temple, they met this man.
彼得、约翰看这一个人。
And Peter and John looked at this
那这个瘫痪的人也看着彼得约翰。
And this lame man also looked at them.
他们的彼此看的目的是不同的。
So, the eyesight for each other, the aim of looking at each other was different.
瘫痪的人看彼得就等待他们要给什么东西。
The lame man looked at Peter and John waiting to receive something from them.
但是彼得要瘫痪的人看他们。
But Peter wanted the lame man to look at them.
乃是要介绍耶稣基督耶。
To look at them so that they can introduce the Lord Jesus to him.
所以他说金银我都没有。
So Peter said, silver or gold, I have none.
奉耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
But in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
所以后来我们就看到神迹当场这个天身瘫痪的起来行走了。
We then see a miracle. At that moment, this lame man started to walk.
众人看见这个人得到了医治。
So all the people saw the healing of this man.
所以有一个好的祷告的生活。
So having a good prayer life.
您才能够经验了这个在祷告中的主恩典的见证。
Then can we experience the miracles and grace?
所以这是个大神迹啊。
So this is a great miracle.
天生瘸腿。
A layman from birth.
就因为有祷告的生活，奉主的名叫他起来行走。
But because of a life of prayer through the name of the Lord Jesus,
这是在祷告中所生花的见证。
So this miracle happened because of a life of prayer.
所以今天我们也是一样。
So today, likewise,
我们要常常有一个不住的祷告的生活。
We need to have a continual life of prayer.
在家里有个人的祷告生活。
We need to have a personal life of prayer at home.
也有家庭团体的祷告生活。
We also need to pray as a family.
在教会更有团体祷告的生活。
All the more at church, we should pray together as a church.
随时随地都要有一个祷告的生活。
So we need to have a life of prayer at every moment.
神什么时候动工，我们就可以体验了。
And when God starts to work, then we can experience God's
work. 所以哈拿的不住的祷告。
So Hannah's continual prayer.
她为了她不能生育的事情祷告了一段时间呢。
And for her barrenness, she prayed for a long period of time.
所以有这么好的丈夫对待她。
Although she had a good husband.
但是对她的不能生育的事实不能改变呢。
He could not help her barrenness.
她恒心的祷告。
So she continued and persevered in prayer.
显出了神恩典的见证。
So she was able to experience the miracle of God's grace.
保罗他也强调有关这一方面的信息。
So Paul also emphasized this same message.
我们来看哥罗西书的第四章。
Please turn to Colossians chapter 4.
哥罗西书第四章。
Colossians chapter 4.
请看二节三节。
Verses 2 and 3. Colossians chapter 4 verse 2.Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. 3. Meanwhile, pray also for us, that God would open to us a door for the word, to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chains.
保罗他深深的了解。
So Paul deeply understood.
教会整体的福音工作和发展。
That for the evangelical work of
the church. 乃是要借着祷告的这种带领
to grow, it needs a lot of
所以他也勉励教会信徒要恒切祷告
so he encouraged the members to pray earnestly
更要为教会发展使徒的圣工来带祷
and all the more to pray for the evangelical work
求神打开一个传福音的恩门、啊、
and to pray that God open the door for
能够把神的道理啊传出去
so that the word of God can be preached.
所以这个福音的恩门乃是要借着祷告里面来生发
so the door of the gospel can only be opened through prayer.
我们人在用更多的计划更多的想法神不愿意也没办法
so no matter how good our plans are even if the Lord is not willing we can't do anything
所以我们不能忽略这个祷告的生活动作
so we cannot overlook a life of prayer
所以保罗说这个福音的工作、啊、一直到主耶稣再来是一段时间的
so we need to do the work of the gospel until the Lord's coming
所以一定要有恒心迫切的这种祷告
and until the Lord's coming there is a period of time so we need to continue
这是教会不能少的一种声音
in our earnest prayers or prayers the prayer sounds is something we cannot do without
谁愿意做到
So who is willing to do so?
我们就会感受到那种在祷告中圣灵的见证。
So if we are willing to pray, we can experience the work of the Holy Spirit.
在香港最近有一个家庭。
Recently in Hong Kong, there is a family.
这个要教育孩子啊，不容易啊。
It's not easy to educate our children.
凡是做过父母的就知道。
Being all parents know this challenge.
你生的孩子有几个的个性都完，有时候都不同的。
So no matter how many children you have, each child is different.
那个真的要非常非常用心来教育神给的产业。
So we need to put our heart in educating the heritage God has given us.
那这个姐妹。
So this particular sister.
她是单亲家庭。
She has a single parent family. 她还没有信主的时候，
婚姻有变化。
Before she believed in the Lord, her marriage has some changes.
她的丈夫离开他们。
Her husband left her.
所以她自己一个人带两个孩子。
So she brought up her two children on her own.
这个孩子有一个男的，一个女的。
She has a boy and a girl.
那个男的是第二个。
So the boy is a second child.
年纪是七岁。
He is 十七啊。
七岁。
He is 7 years old.
因为没有爸爸。
Because he had no father.
所以他的要教育他很困难。
So it's very hard to educate or teach him.
很调皮。
He's very naughty.
常常出状况。
He always gets into trouble.
那后来几年前他们受洗了。
A few years ago, they were baptized.
她一直对这个小儿子的带化很头痛。
So she kept worrying about this boy.
所以做母亲的很难过。
So she was very sorrowful.
所以她就为这个儿子代祷。
So she interceded for her boy.
从受洗的开始就代祷好几年呢。
So from the moment he was baptized, she kept praying for many years.
所以她的祷告是一种不住的祷告。
So her prayer was a continuous,
是一种恒心的祷告。
Unending one, it was earnest one.
只有她知道，神知道。
Only she knew and God knows.
她也没有对别人说更多的事。
She did not share any more with other people.
因为她知道跟别人讲没有用。
Because she knows that sharing with others doesn't help.
别人的话会有很多的什么专业的理念，但是也不是神的方法。
So because the advice of others have a lot of, academic help, but it's not God's way.
所以她认为这个孩子啊真的很难教。
So she felt that it was really tough.
她受洗信主了，她就把这件事放在祷告里面。
So after she believed in the Lord and she was baptized, she put this matter in her prayers.
有一天，这个小孩啊上学。
One day, this child went to school.
她上课的时候也爱讲话。
And during class time, he likes to talk.
有时候捉弄旁边的同学。
And sometimes he would disturb the other students.
所以他几乎天天上学都被老师罚站。
So every day when he goes to school, he would always be disciplined by the
teacher. 老师也常常打电话给他妈妈说：“你这个孩子啊，不听话，你要好好管教。”
So the teacher would always call up the mother and say, "Your child is being disobedient. You need to discipline him well."
哇，这个妈妈就祷告哭了。
So this mother would cry in her prayer.
为什么我孩子会这样啊？
She said, "Why is my child like that?"
求主帮助。
Lord, please help me.
你要改变一个人的成长很容易。
It's easy for you to change a person's
development. 我只有祷告求你。
I can only pray
for you. 生活再苦没有关系。
No matter how hard my life is,
孩子能够听话乖乖的最好。
As long as the child is obedient, that's the best thing for me.
非常在意这件事。
She This matter really,
有做过父母亲的就知道，孩子不听话那是很难过的事情。
So, a child's obedience is the most important thing to a parent. All parents know this.
你骂打你痛在心里。
And if you hit the child, you scold the child, you have the greatest pain in your life.
那真的很难受了。
So she was really in great trouble.
所以做妈妈的常常掉泪。
So this mother often shed tears.
结果有一天。
Then one day.
她还是一样。
It's still the same thing.
在课堂上啊。乱讲话乱聊的欺负同学。
This child would just keep talking and disturbing the other classmates.
但是今天就很特别哦。
But this day was special.
他看到有一个身穿洁白衣服的天使站在他旁边了。
He saw an angel dressed in white standing beside him.
天使对着他说上课专心。
And the angel called him, pay attention during class.
要听话。
You must be obedient.
他上课就很专心。
Oh, then he started paying attention.
天使站在旁边。
Because the angel was standing beside him.
他妈妈不住地祷告神，才天使在旁边管他。
So his mother kept praying and so God sent an angel to discipline him. So he was so afraid.
然后下课的时候, 他赶快要躲到厕所里面。
Then after class he wanted to run to the restroom to hide.
这个小孩以为厕所很臭, 天使不会来。
So this child thought the restroom is very stinky so the angel will not come.
天使跟着他到厕所里面。
But the angel followed him to the restroom.
他跑到那个厕所房间了, 天使也跟到里面。
So he ran into the stall and the angel also went.
然后对着他说,
Then the angel told him, from today on, you must be obedient. You must pay attention in class. Otherwise, I will discipline you.
哇,他真的很害怕。
Oh, he was really scared.
所以他从厕所回来上课的时候很专心。
So after he returned to the class from the restroom, he was very attentive. But he remembered the words of the angel.
不听话,
if he disobeys, then the angel would appear and spank him.
哇,他不敢捣蛋呢。
So he was afraid to be naughty.
他知道有天使在看管他。
He knows that the angel is watching him.
哇,他突然变很乖。
So suddenly he became
very obedient. 写作业。
He goes home and he does his homework.
妈妈说祷告,他也祷告。
The mother says pray and he prays.
他就觉得奇怪。
So the mother felt strange.
你怎么变乖了?
Why did you become so good suddenly?
他才说神派天使。 管我哎,
then he told his mom that God sent his angel to discipline me. If I'm disobedient, the angel will appear.
他妈妈说,哇,感谢主,感谢主,我常常不住祷告,神才天使管你了。
So then the mother said, thank the Lord, because I kept praying, so God has sent his angel to teach you.
因为你们爸爸离开我们了,
because your father has left me.
所以妈妈没有办法带你们了,
because I've no
祷告求神来帮助带的。
I've no other choice to teach you but to ask.
哇, 高兴得不得了哎。
And so she is so happy.
哇,
and at church, this child also prays
very well.
Otherwise, during prayer, if the pastor don't come and lay hands, he would hit this child here and hit the other child here.
真的是调皮捣蛋的孩子。
He is indeed a very naughty child.
结果天使在管他, 跟他对他讲话。
So God sent the angel and talked to him.
他现在来教会祷告很认真。
So now when he prays at church, he is very attentive.
就在一次安息日下午祷告的时候。
So during one Sabbath afternoon, during prayer,
刚刚一按手, 他就得到圣灵。
And as soon as the pastor laid hands on him, he received the Holy Spirit. And he was so happy.
他的姐姐也高兴。
And his sister was
so happy.
His mother is even more happy.
七岁得到圣灵啊。
He received Holy Spirit at the age of 7.
所以他现在变得好乖, 好乖啊。
So now he became a very well-behaved
child. 妈妈不住的祷告。
His mother's continuous prayer,
神垂听,
God heard it.
孩子得到改变。
Child was changed.
然后得圣灵在主里面生活。
And he received the Holy Spirit and lived in the Lord.
这是一个很真实的见证。
This is a true testimony.
所以我们看到哈拿的祷告。
So we see the
prayer. 为什么神垂听?
Why did God listen to prayer?
她是不住的恒心的来向神祷告。
It is because she prayed continuously and earnestly.
所以我们要重视这种 祷告的学习,
so let us pay attention and learn
一样,
such prayer. And God would also listen to our prayer. And God would bring forth a miraculous grace.
所以道理你相信这样做的时候就看到神的恩典见证。
So if you put God's word into practice, you will see the miracle of God.
现在我们要来一起祷告。
Now we shall pray together.
一起为这几天的灵恩布道会祷告。
Let's pray for the spiritual convocation.
也特别来为自己家庭代祷。
Let's also pray for our families.
让我们真的能够成为合神心意的人。
So that we can truly become a person that is pleasing to the Lord.
我们现在就一起来做祷告。
Let's all pray together.